universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. A little over a week ago, we had company come to our house, and my wife said, "So what pie should I make for dessert?" And immediately I said, "Rhubarb pie." I love rhubarb pie. I don't get it very often, and I do like it with a straight rhubarb, not blueberry, strawberry. And I know most people don't like it because it is rather tart, but my mom, she had a neat recipe where she would add sugar to the rhubarb, and then she'd put brown sugar and oatmeal and make kind of a crust on top. And so it was really sweet and tart at the same time, and oh, I just love it. And so when my wife said, "What pie should I make?" I immediately jumped at that. I haven't had rhubarb pie for, probably years. And then I paused and I chuckled and I said, "Oh, whatever you want, an apple or, I know she likes French silk," so I said that. To my surprise, she actually made two pies. One of them was my rhubarb, and the other was the French silk. And one of the company also loved rhubarb, and so we had some of the rhubarb, and with the rest of the people, they had the French silk. Oh. Well, have you ever had a craving, something that just, oh, if I could have it again, oh, it's so good? You know, sometimes on a hot summer day, I know for me, there's a, in St. Louis, a place called Ted Drew's. They make a frozen custard. Oh, that tastes so good. Or it could be a Häagen-Dazs ice cream or some other type of ice cream. Oh, there's so many things that can satisfy our taste buds. Sometimes it's a drink, a particular type of a mixed drink that you make with fruit and such, or maybe it's just a soda. Sometimes it's just pure water. Well, that's part of what human being is about, our taste. And it, oh, so satisfies. And I don't know about you, but I can remember the times I've eaten certain things with people. I remember Jim being over at my house and having the rhubarb pie with him, and oh, it was so good. By the way, the rhubarb pie is now gone. It's been a week. We sent one piece home with him, and then the rest of it I just kind of ate bit by bit, and oh, it was so good. Now, if someone said, by the way, "Would you want another piece or another pie, rhubarb pie?" I'd say, "No, not now." I mean, it was wonderful and it satisfied me then, but I'm okay now for a while. It reminds me of a situation in the Gospel of John, and this was read in churches a couple weeks ago, a month and a half ago, from John 6. Jesus was teaching people, and it was growing to the end of the day, and they were hungry, and they were far away from things. So Jesus said to the disciples, "What do you have to feed them?" And Philip said, "Well, if we even had enough money of 8 months' wages, we couldn't give but a bite to each of them." It was a big crowd, 5,000 people. And Jesus said, "Well, what do you have? You give them something." And Andrew said, "Well, we got 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, "Have them sit down." And he gave thanks. He broke the bread and handed out. Everybody ate and they were satisfied. Jesus didn't want them to go away. He wanted to satisfy the crowd because he wanted to teach them, but he also wanted to teach them more about his word and forgiveness and many other things. But he also wanted to teach them that he is able to satisfy our deepest needs. Not my rhubarb crisp, but my deepest, deepest needs. Well, you know when you have those desires, even as my wife said, "What kind of pie would you like?" And I said, "Rhubarb." You know, sometimes when we think of these things, well, there's been times I have been asked by my wife, or I've asked her, "What would you like for supper?" I don't know. I'm hungry, but I just don't know what I want. And maybe you've had that too. You're hungry, but you don't know for what. I really think that's how the crowd was that day. they were being satisfied by Jesus. Oh, this is great. Jesus was satisfying them spiritually and intellectually and mentally and now physically. And so they wanted to make him king. They wanted to make him the bread king. And so Jesus slipped away. Slipped away and went in a boat to the other side. And the crowd kind of followed him around and they said, "How did you get here?" And Jesus immediately said, "Well, you're seeking me because I fed you with bread. In verse 27, it's amazing. He says, work for, and it could mean strive or work isn't just physical labor for someone else, but strive for, desire, go after. Work not for the food that spoils, but for food that is eternal, which the Son of Man will give you." He was blunt with them, saying, "You're satisfied because I fed you. You don't know what you're hungry for." And then they said, "Well, give us this." And Jesus then in verse 35 asked a couple more questions. But finally, Jesus in verse 35 of John 6 said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will not hunger. He who drinks of me shall not thirst." As human beings, we do have desires. Those aren't sinful. But when we gorge ourselves on them, thinking this is what will satisfy us, that's the problem. You know, Adam and Eve saw the fruit, and they thought this is what's going to satisfy them, it's going to make them like God, and so they ate. And ever since then, humanity has been gorging itself on all sorts of things, from material possessions to sexual relations to power and fame and wealth, and none of them fully satisfy. Oh, for the moment, maybe, but you're always left hungry again. Always. Especially deep down inside. Because that's what sin is about, is that empty, I'm pounding my chest now, that empty deepness inside. If you go to a doctor and say, "Doctor, I've got these symptoms, I'm just not feeling well," well, the doctor will pay attention to what you're saying. Well, he's supposed to pay attention to what you're saying with the symptoms and say, "I think the problem is this, and here's the remedy. Here is the what we're going to do to fix this problem, to take away these symptoms so you can be healthy again." Well, God has done that for humanity with that deepness and that ache inside. He said it's sin. And going after earthly things ain't going to fill it. That's why Jesus said in verse 27, "Work not for the food that spoils, but for that which is eternal, which the Son of Man will give you. I am the bread of life." That rhubarb pie really helped me, and man, that was good. But I wouldn't want it again for a while. And given another couple hours, I'm going to be hungry, and I'll go to the kitchen and try to find something to eat. You know, there is that earthly hunger that we need to deal with, yeah. But it kind of reflects exactly what happens spiritually. We've got a yearning and a hunger. And even as when we go to a doctor and listen to the doctor for the prescription and description and remedy, we should be listening to God. And what does he say? "Come after me. I am the bread of life." He has said the remedy for the problem you have isn't the earthly things, but forgiveness and a new spirit. We have that forgiveness in Jesus. That's why he then went to the cross. Wasn't a while later that the Gospel of John notes that he went to the cross and died in our place, taking the poison of our sin in his body and died. And he gives us a new spirit, and that spirit is what lives. And I'll be honest, there are times I go to church or I read the Bible and I don't get a lot out of it. But heck, in a couple hours I'm going to go to the kitchen. And who knows what I'll find in there. Sometimes at lunchtime, which it's coming up to, I'll just have some pretzels and some nuts and some fruit. Well, it's not the best and the greatest. It isn't that dying of craving of hunger for that rhubarb pie that I had a couple weeks ago. But it will satisfy me. and it will keep me going. And it'll keep me going to the point where I will be able to live physically and not die of starvation. Well, the same thing is true with Jesus. As we read his word, as we study his word, as we talk to God in prayer, as we fellowship with other Christians, it isn't always going to be wonderful and wow, like something fantastic, that fulfillment of the craving. Sometimes it's just a nourishment to get us going, keep us going. But we need that nourishment. And I guess that's where this is kind of ending, where Jesus said in verse 27, do not work for the food that spoils, but work for that which is for eternity. And what's eternity but Jesus? I am the bread of life. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, that you know what our deepest needs are. And you know how to keep us moving from day to day, spiritually and physically. And we have a lot of disappointments in life physically. Whether it be that the pie isn't as good as we hoped for, or we don't have what we want, help us, Lord, to see that spiritually you have diagnosed the problem, have given a remedy, forgiveness in your spirit, and help us, Lord, to always go after that. Help us, Lord, to be content with what you provide spiritually, so that when you do give us something great spiritually, we can really rejoice and gobble it up. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net, or just respond to the email notice I send you. Thanks. I'm only an email away. dave.andrus at not-alone.net.